I'd like you all to just close your eyes and get as comfortable as you need to. As you start breathing in, notice that with every breath in, you can find yourself coming a little bit more alert and a little bit more awake. And with every breath out, you can drop down more and more deeply, more and more easily into a state of trance. For most of you at this point in time, this should be an easy thing to let happen. You know how to go easily and deeply into trance. You know how good it can feel to go easily and deeply into trance. You are aware that there are beneficial side effects to listening to the sound of my voice while going deeply and easily into trance now, and you'd like to let that happen. So you can notice that it begins to happen already. If you didn't feel it before, you are now. Those things that let you know that you are going into trance, that you can feel your body and your mind responding and reacting in a way that is normal for you now, usual for you now, that feels so very good for you right now. As you find yourself in that state of dropping down more and more deeply, more and more easily, what we're going to focus on right now is allowing you the ability to let go of any procrastination that you do, to notice that from now on, anything that you find yourself needing to get done gets done quickly and easily, to notice that anything that needs to get done is wonderfully on top of your list, to notice that anything that needs to get done feels fantastic before, after, during it, so that from now on, you can find yourself never having to worry about procrastinating and putting anything off to the very last minute, to beyond the last minute again. There's parts of your brain that are really, really quite good at doing all sorts of things. You know that your brain may have a place in it, have a reason in it, have all sorts of things that have caused you in the past to not want to do a thing as quickly as you should. Part of me wants to do it now, but part of me is just too tired, or part of me wants to go to see this new movie, or part of me has other stuff to do. And in fact, you might have noticed that you might find yourself doing almost anything else, even the stuff that normally you don't want to do when you're trying to get a thing done. So your brain right now is going to be rewired. It's going to be readjusted, it's going to be changed, so that everything about that just feels better and better and becomes easier for you to do. As you find yourself in that state of wondering what that means, the parts of you that in the past that have found themselves not wanting to do a thing because something else is going on probably already know that there's a good reason for you to do the thing. But we want to give them a good reason to do the thing. We want to give them a good reason to do a thing and to get it done quickly and easily and well. And you're going to discover just how much more fun it's going to be to let that happen. So from now on, any part that in the past would have given you any other thing to do other than what needed to get done, those parts now are going to find themselves turned into a devoted force for you getting the stuff done that you have to get done. They're going to figure out what exactly it is that needs to get done to make a thing happen, no matter how much time you have for it. And your brain is going to start to tackle that problem. They're going to break down the problem into small, manageable chunks. And your brain is going to then, the moment it knows what those are, start to divide up among itself those tasks to get them done as quickly as possible. Now, why would they need to do that? Well, it's really important that every single part of you has a purpose. So if you have a part or multiple parts which are causing you to do anything other than the thing you need to get done, they now need to have their resources diverted to do the thing that you want to have done and to understand that that is a higher, better purpose. So feel how good that is to realize that all those parts have just been repurposed to get the stuff done that you need to get done. In addition, I'm going to ask you right now to imagine that your unconscious mind is completely and totally aware of every single place in your body where procrastination lives. To imagine that procrastination as some kind of color, some kind of energy, and to just let it flow out of your body into your hands and put it on a table in front of you. Now, when that's all done, when you can imagine your body and go, huh, there's none more of that color, of that energy left anywhere in me. It's all out on that table. I'm going to ask you to imagine a new machine pops up. And this machine is good at doing a couple things. And the first thing that this machine is good at doing is it's going to take in, you're going to use your hands and scoop it up and like there's a hopper on top. And it's going to take every bit of that procrastination energy that you happened to let go from your body. You're just going to pop it in that hopper. And what it's going to do, and you can see this, it's kind of a clear glass kind of machine, so you can see what's going on. It's going to all feed in the hopper, and it's going to go down, and it's going to get squished and squeezed as tightly and powerfully as that machine can do it. Any bit of procrastination left in you, squeezed into a tiny, tiny little ball, maybe like the size of a marble. The next thing that's going to happen is that it's going to be in like this little receiver arm, like a little cup with an arm attached to it. And the machine kind of transforms itself until all that's left is this thing that kind of looks like it's going to sling it off in the distance. A trebuchet, maybe? When you're ready to be completely free of any of that procrastination and energy that used to live in you, you're going to just say now, and that is going to fling whatever's left off into your distant past. As it flings it off into your distant past, at some point in time, that little marble has achieved so much velocity that when it reaches a certain point in your past, it's going to just disintegrate and disappear and be gone. So you've turned the parts of you that wanted to procrastinate into amazing helpers for you. You've taken out any energy that you had to procrastinate and flung it off into your past. And now we need to make sure that you find yourself doing things really easily and really effortlessly. So from now on, your unconscious mind can know that you have this amazing, powerful ability to focus on whatever task is at hand that needs to get done and to simply do it. In fact, it can get easier and easier for your mind to realize that when you have a task that needs to get done, that your unconscious mind wants to get it done as quickly and as well as possible. Your unconscious mind can let go, shed any other focus and interest at this moment, unless it was an emergency, so that you can dedicate yourself, your energy, to doing this thing. And as you find yourself dedicating your energy to doing this thing, you realize that you're doing it faster, better, and more quickly. Well, that's faster, I guess. You're doing it faster and better than you had been before, and you're doing it more easily than you had been before. So your unconscious mind has all these abilities inside you to get these things done, to sort of put blinders on. So any other task that needs to get done has no pull over you, has no sway over you until this one is done. And let me be clear, sometimes you end up with projects that are big projects, but you still need to work on them. So whenever you find yourself with a really big project that's going to take a lot of time, you can set a certain amount of time for it in a day. Just say to yourself, okay, between 2 and 3 o'clock, I'm going to work on this thing right here, right now, and only that. And discover how much it is that you get done. And as you find yourself getting that done, whenever you find yourself picking that up, your brain is going to want to pick it up. So your unconscious mind is going to find itself wanting to get these things done. Your unconscious mind is going to find yourself wanting to get these things done so well that even when you find yourself setting aside a time during a day, that's all that you discover that you can focus on. You're focused on it as well and as practically as you possibly can, and your unconscious mind can know that it's really simple and really easy to just let yourself focus on the stuff that you need to focus. Nothing else is there. Nothing else comes into your little bubble of you doing this work. If something tries to interrupt, you're busy, you're focused on this thing, you could answer, but really, no. You are in the middle of this thing, you are in the thick of it, you're spending the time allocated on it, and that's all there is. As your brain realizes that it gets so much easier to find yourself focusing on long-term or short-term projects, what you're going to discover is that because you focused on a thing and your brain did it as easily and well as it knew how to, that you have a lot more time to do all sorts of other things. So don't worry. Don't worry about those things that you thought that you had to get done. There will be time for them. And if your unconscious mind deems them as important, you can notice that you can get them done one after another as well, still with more time to spare. So we just took all that procrastination energy out of you and threw it off into the past. So let's take something to fill up all those spots. Let's allow your body right now to simply notice that something is coming your way from the now and from the future. Some sort of crazy, powerful energy that your unconscious mind instinctively recognizes as a powerful get up and go, do a thing kind of energy. You may have felt that in the past for other things, but now your unconscious mind is going to give you a source for this, and your unconscious mind is going to create a wellspring of that in you that is never ending. So as you can imagine that coming at you from your current and your future, let it just fill you up to all the places that procrastination energy was in the past. It could have been in your body. It could have been your mind. It doesn't matter where it was. Now all those spaces are being filled up with an energy that's driven to get things done as quickly and as well as possible. To give you all the stuff that you need, all the space that you need to do everything else, but to make sure that the important things are done as early as possible, as quickly as possible, as well as possible. Don't worry if you ever have to redo a thing. Life is sometimes like that, and it's okay. Just remember, part of your brain's homework, part of your part's homework, is going to be to break down a thing into manageable pieces and to just make it happen. All those parts can figure out what kind of risk you need to make this happen, what kind of risk you're taking on as you make this happen, and it can get simpler and easier for your brain to do it. Every single time from now on that your unconscious mind wants to get a thing done, your conscious self wants to get a thing done, somebody else needed you to get a thing done, your brain is simply going to be activated. And it's going to be activated to get a thing done soon. It's going to be activated to get a thing done quickly. It's going to be activated to get a thing done well, and you're not going to have to worry about anything else around you. Allow that energy to flow into you for your unconscious mind to make that inside you from now on. Find a place unconsciously where you would like this to start flowing from and to fill you up with all that you need to keep doing stuff, whatever that happens to be now and from now on, as easily, as quickly, as well as possible, and to just let that happen. To realize that from now on, you don't really worry about starting a thing. You are ready to go. And because you're ready to go, because you're eager to get it done, all of this feels so much better. Your unconscious mind can remember a time, probably, when there was a thing that you really wanted to get done, and it felt so good to dive into it, and you automatically excluded all sorts of other things. You just didn't do them because this thing was more important. As your unconscious mind thinks about this, whatever this is that's coming, all those things that are coming is very important, your brain can know that you can experience that same sense of, oh, this is really easy, and in fact, it almost doesn't seem like work, even if it is. You can also know that if you hit a snag along the way and you're not sure how to do a thing, your brain can go and find out the answer. You can ask a person or do some research, whichever is your preference, how to get a thing done, the right way to do the thing. And then once your brain knows how to do it, it can resume doing the thing. So let's think about that a little bit more. You have parts inside you that are now driven to do a thing, and they're fueled by that energy you now have in your body. You've gotten rid of any of the energy inside you that wanted to procrastinate, that wanted to slow down. You've been filled with a drive and a purpose that's self-perpetuating. It's in you. It's going to do these things. From now on, anything that you need to get done will get done as soon as you can, as quickly as you can do it, and as well as you can do it, without too many or any, depending on what's appropriate for the situation, interruptions or hesitations in the middle. If you need help, you can ask for it, and it will not derail you in the slightest. All of these things tie together to allow you to simply get up and do whatever it is that needs to get done. Now, you may discover that your unconscious mind put some things in there that also need to get done that you have been putting off. They might be things as simple as 5 or 10 minute tasks around your house or your office or whatever that you just had been pushing off. Maybe even for a year you've been like, oh, I should do blah, 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 but you never have. But now that your brain knows that you have this whole new thing going on inside you, this engine to drive you to get stuff done, it's going to pick you up, make you do the things, and then those things, whatever they were, those tiny little tasks that you just never did, somehow get done very, very quickly. In fact, you might even realize that it feels like your unconscious mind has just put you into a trance and done the things, and then brought you back to conscious again. That's kind of a fascinating thing when that happens, when your unconscious mind knows that there are things that need to get done, and so it just goes and does them because your unconscious mind really doesn't care. But your conscious self cares, and your conscious self is like, not gonna do it. I don't feel good about doing it. I want to do something else instead. Well, now there's none of that. Now your unconscious mind just makes things happen, whether you're conscious or whether you're unconscious, irrelevant, doesn't matter. And you can find yourself doing all sorts of stuff that needed to get done that now is done. Notice what else can happen when you find yourself thinking about additional things that need to get done once the project you're working on is finished. Hold on to those thoughts and feel how very good they are to have. Allow those changes to be made easily and effortlessly in your unconscious mind now, and to notice that as I count from 1 to 10, by 10 they are easily and fully all installed and enabled inside you in a way that lets you simply go about your life, living it better, getting things accomplished sooner, and doing things as well as you know how to, and learning better how to do things every single time. On the count of 10, back with us, eyes open on 8, feeling so good. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, eyes open. 9, feeling great. And 10, right back with us.